At the SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump seeking capital punishment for murder in the nation's capital. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
In his ongoing crackdown on crime in Washington, D.C., the president said he wants murderers to pay the ultimate price.
If somebody kills somebody in the Capitol, Washington, D.C., we're going to be seeking the death penalty.
During a cabinet meeting at the White House, he said he doesn't know if the country is ready for capital punishment, but insisted we have no choice. D.C. and nearly two dozen states have abolished the death penalty. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Quite a summer for the United States Coast Guard, seizing a record 76,000 pounds of drugs off Central and South America. Those drugs have an estimated street value of $473 million. That haul included both cocaine and marijuana. A warning about your Social Security information.
A whistleblower says 300 million people's Social Security data is at risk. Charles Borges, who worked as the chief data officer at the Social Security Administration, says officials at the Department of Government Efficiency uploaded sensitive information to a cloud account not subject to oversight. The Government Accountability Project says if bad actors gain access, it could lead to widespread identity theft. Vital health care and food benefits may be lost, and the government may be responsible for reissuing every American a new Social Security number at great cost. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Justice Department reaching settlements with a group of current and former FBI agents who claim they were disciplined for invoking their political beliefs or clashing with supervisors. 10 cases have now been resolved, 3 of the agents returning to duty with the Bureau. This is SRN News. A new poll on discipleship.
It comes from Lifeway Research, and it reveals that 52% of Protestant pastors are satisfied with the state of discipleship in their church. But how do they really know? When asked, do you have a specific method for measuring discipleship in your congregation, only 30% of Protestant clergymen said yes. Lifeway spokesman Scott McConnell says these results, quote, highlight the need for a framework for thinking through how a church is approaching discipleship. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Focus on the family, founder Dr. James Dobson, who passed away last week, being remembered as an iconic evangelical leader, but he was also spent a lot of time building the conservative political infrastructure that helped elect President Trump. Dobson also helped to create a constellation of allied family policy councils in 40 states. This is SRN News. Powerful and unusual dust storm rolling through the Phoenix area Monday.
A haboob is a dust storm pushed by the wind, produced by a weather front or thunderstorm. It typically occurs in flat, arid areas. Heavy rain and wind followed the haboob, delaying flights at Phoenix Sky Harbor International Airport. PowerOutage.us says more than 15,000 people lost power, most in Maricopa County, which includes Phoenix.
That is Mike Hempen reporting. Prolonged monsoon rains this season battering South Asia, rising waters sending thousands fleeing their homes in the Indian-administered area in Kashmir, which is split between Pakistan and India. Floods triggered by seasonal rains have killed more than 800 people in Pakistan since June 26th. At least 65 more have died in Kashmir. More details at srnnews.com.